got to be something more. That is Sugarland, the voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW. I'm hearing Christmas bells here. I'm liking this. There's a reason for that, too. A method to my madness. Jean Ferdina from Salvation Army. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
And I tell you what, numbers-wise, you guys had a great holiday season.
We did. We passed our goal.
And you're up from where you were last year.
Yes.
You just keep growing this thing.
Isn't that something?
And you do. I mean, a lot of people putting a lot of time and effort into this, too, from bell ringers to you and Shirley getting the job done.
Yeah.
Let's talk numbers. What do you got for us?
We had a goal of 20,000, and we exceeded that. It was 23,000 something. I'm not sure which, but 3,000 more. That was really good.
So the majority of money, you said, came in from Econo here in Wapton.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
But you've had like three locations and then the kettle things?
Yeah, okay. We've had Breckenridge Econo, and then we've had Walmart, and then we had three counter kettles in Wapiton.
All right.
And those, and then there were counter kettles out in the county, too.
You did okay with those, too.
We did okay with those,
You really did. And I got to mention, we talk about this every time, folks. The money you put in stays right here at home.
Exactly.
It doesn't go all to all other parts of the country. No. And that can happen.
Yeah, I know that can happen. Yes, yeah. It can. But mostly right now what the money's used for is that weekend food backpack program. That's our biggest thing right now.
Got a lot of kids out there.
A lot of kids out there that are hungry over the weekend.
Right.
Yeah. But I do have to say, too, Bill, that the realtors in Wapiton and Breckenridge gave us a day. And that is something that doesn't happen everywhere. You know, I always talk about when we went to the international convention, we learned
sure.
this and that. Okay, we learned that Realtor's Day started in North Dakota.
And so when you say they gave you a day, what does that mean?
That means that they rang the bell for us all day.
How nice is that?
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Yes.
So we were happy with the proceeds from that.
And we've got a lot of realtors here, so you probably had a lot of help.
We did have a lot of help, yes. And I do just want to say thank you to them. But I want to say thank you to everybody because, you know, when I call and I ask, can you ring the bell? And seldom am I turned down.
So, it's hard to say no to you, Jean, for
is
you.
It?
Yes,
is it?
It is.
Is
yeah.
it? Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of put the pressure on. But I just want to thank everybody. It was a successful year. And next year, I hope we can do the same.
Well, let's talk about that, too. I would imagine that the projected numbers for next year, they won't come out until, or for this year, they won't come out until months from now, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're expecting to raise that up even higher? Is that the way it goes?
Bill, let's not put the pressure on.
I was going to say, I'm not, but I'm
put the pressure on.
I'm asking because you're over and above where you were last year.
I know, but you know how expensive everything has gotten. And
true.
Especially food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you go to the grocery store, you find that out.
Well, and it says something, too, where everything is so expensive, and we're paying the price for that.
Yeah.
But people still find it in their heart to give to Salvation Army.
They still do, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people who are on the top of Salvation Army, they do not get big salaries like some of these other groups that you hear about where the top people get all of this money.
Right.
That's not true in the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Those people that you see on Fargo TV, those, you know, that are wearing their uniforms and are feeding people, they're not getting a lot of money.
That is humbling information. It really is.
Is it?
And well, no. And again, it speaks to the agency itself.
Yeah.
Doing good work.
That's right.
Now, the only thing that upsets me is I won't get to see you till like Christmas time, 2025.
I know. So. Isn't that something?
But you can stop in anytime, and we can just chat.
I know. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We can do that. I can do that.
All right, Jean.
Okay. Thank you for giving me the time.
You bet. Anytime. Like I say, always an open door for you and for Salvation Army.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Jean Ferdina, we're talking some good numbers with Salvation Army. It's 9:43 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing. Another